result of its historic nature. And Don, because you're with the Historic Preservation Alliance, I would defer to you to give us an update of what the historic preservation status is. So
well, I didn't prepare the presentation because I just wing it. Mr. Chair, I'm not sure what exactly what information you're looking for.
Well, one thing is, what is the current historic historic designations affect this structure presently?
It has no historic designation that affects it presently. It has been determined by the state that it could be eligible for listing on the National Register of Historic Places due to its engineering innovation. There is no nomination in preparation, to my knowledge. It would have to be. It would have to go through a formal nomination process that goes to the state, that goes to the federal government. That is a federal listing, and that actually provides a minimal level of protection. It requires consultation when it's a publicly owned facility that's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The National Trust for Historic Preservation has listed the domes, as probably most people know from the publicity, on their America's 11 most endangered historic places list. That is a, the National Trust for Historic Preservation is a non-government, non-profit organization that advocates for historic preservation, the value of historic preservation both culturally and economically. And so they just announced on October 5th their 2016 list, and the Mitchell Park Domes was one of the 11. And basically what that designation does is to bring attention to the significance of the facility, that it's significant not just locally but nationally and internationally as well. There is potential for a local historic designation with the city of Milwaukee, and currently locally historic either. 50 years is generally the cutoff for designations, and so the domes have just become eligible for designations that would have an effect. The local historic designation would provide the most review and would be considered to have the most protection, but that doesn't prevent anything from happening. It just requires more review through the city. So is that what you were...
Questions?
No? If these designations were to occur locally and I guess a federal sort of designation, does this open us up to receive any type of additional funding? Right now, the funding is provided by the county, right? So then, is there opportunities to get some state and federal dollars if depending on what's decided by the task force?
Because this would be considered a revenue-generating facility with the national designation, and under, because this is a nonprofit, but, and I'm not expert on what the arrangement would have to be, but there could be some kind of partnership formed. There are examples where facilities have been eligible for state and federal historic tax credits. State historic tax credits are 20%, and federal historic tax credits are 20%, so that would be for a total of 40% on restoration work.
Public building costs.
I'm sorry?
There are no taxes for you.
Yes. There are examples, and I don't have any with me, or I can't say any off but there are ways that can For instance, our previous 11 most endangered is the Milwaukee Soldiers Home, which is federally owned, and now they have an enhanced use lease that will allow a developer to come in and restore the endangered buildings there. They will be using state and federal historic tax credits. So I think that's a different, model. But for instance, that's the model that they're using out there, a federal facility. But they will be getting historic tax credits to do restoration work there.
This is a matter, as I understand it, of partnering with a non-governmental agency with respect to the restoration. And the non-governmental agency gets the tax credits, but that helps to fund the restoration. So this, again, is one of the aspects of what we're dealing with that will require us to learn more and to apply some of it and find out more about particular forms of change that we consider to determine whether or not there are historic preservation tax credits available. We will have a whole checklist, I'm sure, of financing issues that we will consider with each of the options that come before us. Bondable, not bondable, does have to be in the regular budget, whether it's grant possibilities, government grants, private fundraising. So we'll have one of the considerations.